Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor at Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we turn to God's Word this morning, we turn to Galatians chapter 6, the last seven verses, verse 11 through 18. So let us hear together the Word of Almighty God. See with what large letters I have written to you, and with my own hand, as many as desire to make a good showing in the flesh, and these would compel you to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. For not even those who are circumcised keep the law, but they desire to have you circumcised that they may boast in your flesh. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. For from now on let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. And so as we look at this passage of God's Word, we are reminded that only the cross of Jesus Christ is important in saving us. It is not about our works, and this is again and again what Paul teaches us as we have gone through the Epistle to the Galatians. Sadly, today, this problem, this idea, continues to be an error that is fully shown in the church. And sadly, this is an error which is just as bad today as it was at that time. We need to understand that the only salvation, the only hope of salvation, is through faith in Jesus Christ alone. And as we look at this passage, we see that circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation, God changing me. This is also what Jesus teaches us in John chapter 3, that we need to be born again. And so as we look at this passage, the theme that we see is, as a new creation, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. That's the theme that we want to see this morning. As a new creation, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. In verses 11 through 13, we see the danger of a good showing in the flesh. In verses 14 through 16, we see that far be it from me to boast except in the cross. And in verses 17 and 18, then, we see the Lord's blessing from one who has fought for the Savior. So first of all, we see, as a new creation, the world has been crucified to me and I to the world, the danger of a good showing in the flesh. Paul writes large letters to the Galatians, calling them back from this idea of salvation somehow through something we do, through our works. And he says that he writes these with his own hand, not through a secretary, as he has done in the other epistles, because he is greatly concerned about what is going on in Galatia, about this return to somehow salvation by works, which is a great falsehood, a great error. And so we see this danger, and this danger comes from those outside who desire to make a good showing in the flesh, and they would compel the church to be circumcised, only that they may not suffer persecution for the cross of Christ. They are forcing these people to obey the Old Testament law for a good fleshly appearance. Those who would cause the Gentiles to be circumcised only in order that they may not suffer persecution, making the church do things with just the purpose of a good showing for themselves. This is absolute idiocy. And yet it goes on today as well, making the church look like the world, making the church look like we're good, instead of the fact that we are a gathering of confessing sinners. And so sadly, so often I hear this from people who come to the church and say, well, they're just a bunch of hypocrites, because we as the church have failed to say to the world around us, we are sinners, and we are in need of grace as much as anyone else. And we need to understand that the world around us needs to be called by this fact to the gospel, to Jesus Christ, who gave his life to save sinners. He said, the righteous have no need of a doctor, the well have no need of doctor, but those who are sick, and we as human beings are sick in sin, and we need salvation. And those who would cause the Gentiles to obey the law only in order so that they may have a good showing, so that they may not suffer persecution. Living by works does not produce salvation. Galatians 5, verse 2. In fact, I, indeed, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. If you think you can be saved by works, Christ doesn't profit us. Even those who are circumcised, he says in verse 13 here, do not keep the law. Even those who attempt to keep the law fail. Galatians 3, verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. If we think we're saved somehow by our works and fail in any manner, then we are cursed of God. We are in our sins. Christ profits us nothing, as we have just seen. They desire, he says here, to boast in your flesh in making you follow the law for salvation. This was so reprehensible to Paul that he spends most of the epistle demonstrating that this gospel of works is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is where he goes in the next verses as well. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Far be it from me to boast except in Jesus Christ and in his cross. He says there is no other boast. God forbid it that I should boast except in Jesus Christ. Not in man, not in who I am, not in my background, not in my racial status, not in my color, not in anything, but in Jesus Christ and what he did. Not in man, nor in man's works. Colossians 2, verse 14. Having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross in Jesus Christ. And so we need to know that the handwriting of requirements of the Old Testament have been nailed to the cross, and we are saved only through faith in Jesus Christ. By Christ, the world is crucified to me and I to the world. We read in Galatians 2, verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Our faith, our hope is through faith in Jesus Christ, not in ourselves, not in our works. And so we are to turn away from sin. Certainly, that's not gone to the side here, but we are not saved by our turning away from sin, but saved by our turning to Christ. Turning away from sin is our response of thankfulness to God for the salvation freely given to us in Jesus Christ. And so, it's neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. It's not our background, but it is the new creation. It is the change which God works in our hearts through faith. It's not about where we come from. Galatians 5, verse 6, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. It is all about what Christ has done for us. It is all about the new creation. And of course, we remember that God has changed us. This is what's being talked about here, a new creation. Without God at working in us, there is no way that we will believe if we understand that we are truly sinners, if we understand total depravity according to Scripture. I'm sorry to those who say that God wouldn't change us. Without that change, we cannot believe. Romans 3, verse 11, there is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. That is what a new creation speaks to. That's what Jesus is speaking of in John 3, being born from above. John 3, verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And so, by the grace of God, we must understand that far be it from me to boast except in the cross, not in human beings, not in what I've made other people do, but through faith in Jesus Christ. And so we then have peace and mercy upon the new creation. As many as walk according to this rule, peace and mercy be upon them and upon the Israel of God. Not upon earthly Israel. Again, not tied to a people group, but to God's believing people. Philippians 3, verse 3, for we are the circumcision who worship God in the Spirit, rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in ourselves. We have our confidence in Jesus Christ. And he brings to us peace and mercy who believe in Jesus Christ, who follow this rule, what we really need, as well as grace, then, as we see in verse 18. And so the Lord's blessing is brought to God's people through one who has fought for the Savior. That's what we see in verses 17 and 18. From now on, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Let no one cause trouble for Paul, verse 17. Paul has worked and walked for the extension of the gospel. He bears on his body the marks of suffering for Jesus Christ. Paul has suffered numerous times and in numerous ways, preaching the gospel, being left for dead numerous times, in so many other ways. He has been beaten and he has bled for the gospel. And Paul calls then God's blessing of grace upon his brothers in Jesus Christ. We see that we need grace. We need peace. We need mercy in Jesus Christ. And that is what God's gospel brings to us. That is what Paul pronounces upon believers in blessing them in his benediction at the end of this epistle to the Galatians. What we need. Romans 16, verse 20, and the God of peace will crush Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. It's directed towards brothers. Despite the problems in the Galatian church that we have noted throughout this passage, throughout this epistle, he calls them brothers in Jesus Christ. And so as we look at this passage of God's word, we are called from the idea of saving ourselves by our works. We are called to faith in Jesus Christ. As we conclude this epistle of Paul to the Galatians, we're called that we are a new creation. And so we are crucified to the world, and the world is crucified to us. We don't save ourselves. We don't save other people by compelling them to live according to the laws of God. We call them to faith in Jesus Christ, and therefore to live out of that faith in thankfulness for what God has done for them. And so as we live in this world, we are not called to save ourselves by our works. We are saved by God through Jesus Christ, through what Christ has done on our behalf on the cross and before, and that he gave his life a penalty, the propitiation for our sins, that on our behalf then he would save us and we would be the righteousness of Christ, that we would be his righteousness, and that he would pay, he would be sin for us, is what Paul says about us. And so we don't look at what our past is. God saves sinners. And we are called here by this passage to be reminded that we don't throw off then our sins and somehow live perfect the rest of our lives. But indeed, we continually, again and again, as we fail, go to Christ, go to our Savior for salvation, for forgiveness. And we again and again are forgiven for our sins through Jesus Christ alone. And that is our hope, that is our confidence, that is our mercy, our peace and grace. Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning on Start the Week. If you have any questions concerning the things we cover on Start the Week, or the Bible in general, feel free to contact us. Our telephone number is 701-288-3265. We invite you to join us for worship at Salem Reformed Church at 9 a.m. at 209 First Avenue Southwest in Ashley, North Dakota. If you are closer to Dickinson, we invite you to First Reformed Chapel of Dickinson. Worship there is at the Dickinson Holiday Inn Express at 10:30 a.m. Sunday mornings. If you would like to listen to this message again or to other sermons by myself and my colleagues, they can be found on the internet at worldwidewebsermonaudio.com under NPCRCUS, or just search for my name on sermonaudio.com. If Ashley or Dickinson are too far for you to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States also has churches in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, Golden Valley and Eden Prairie, and Hamburg in Minnesota. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness. It includes an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail Salem Reformed Church, P.O. Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be glad to send it to you. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church pray that you would have the comfort of knowing God this week and forever.